When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Ska!
Let's talk about freedom. You might think it's cool and perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. They always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you.
Watching you.
He feeds us lies. He eats our lives. But we can break this point of view.
Yeah.
All we need, just stand and fight. All men create living inequality. But we're still fighting for liberty. 'Cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Ukraine must be free.
Ukraine must be free.
Ukraine must be free.
All together,
Ukraine must be free.
Right, I think with the brains, now with them, so gotta think with the brains, not with the pieces. Don't judge a man by the color of his skin. Don't judge a man by where he's been. No. Don't judge a man by his religion. Out. Don't judge a man by where he's coming from. He said, there's something, remember. The think with the brain, why not with the female shocking? Remember the roots. Think with the brains, not with the. He said, white man, be what you are.
Folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
happy. Blue beat makes you glad. They heard it before us, our moms and our dads. It moves just magic like a blessed witch doctor. Dance music that you just got to move to. Blue beat dance got is here to stay. Nobody's gonna ever, ever take it away. You've heard of blue beat dance ska, the music that comes all the way from Jamaica, played by the man they call Prince Buster. Sound like reggae but a little bit faster. So listen, all you movies out there, got to move your feet to the rhythm guitar. You must know that ska is here to stay. Nobody's gonna ever, ever take it away, yeah. Blue beat dance ska is here to stay. Nobody's gonna ever, ever take it away, yeah.
Nobody, nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody, yeah.
Nobody, nobody, yeah.
Nobody, nobody, yeah.
Nobody, yeah. Blue beat and ska. Blue beat and ska. Blue beat and ska.
What a start. What a start to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your weekly fix of ska music from all over the planet for another week. Coming at you live from Melbourne town to the world. Hope you've had a storming weekend, but now is the time to get back into it. And I'm here to cheer up because it's only 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, one. I don't know how many days to the weekend is. Every day's a weekend for me. This week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy is brought to you by the letter N and the lucky number 1992. Now, whilst doing research for this show, there is a significant dearth of N bands from around the world. I didn't quite realise. I thought the other week I was struggling, but this week was even worse. If you're going to form a new ska band, and people all over the world are, then call yourself something beginning with an N, because there's not many out there. There really isn't. Take it from me, people, because I've done the work this week. I gave it a good go, and I got to be honest, there's a cracking set of intros. We kicked off, as we have done, apart from last week, with The View out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. No Ukrainian war updates because there are other wars happening at the same time, and I don't want to favour one war over another in terms of your listening pleasure or your up-to-date consumer affairs news. Check it out for yourself, people. I don't know what's going on. Do you know what? I haven't really watched TV, if I'm being completely honest with you. I've just had other things filling up my life over the past couple of weeks. And I will get onto that in a minute. Anyway, if you fancy supporting Ukrainian bands or Israeli, Palestine, Myanmar, Korean, I don't know, any other bands, there is a website called Bandcamp. Just go to bandcamp.com. There is a location search where you can look for any genre of music. I don't know whether you have to do that first or not, but anyway, you can just write Ukraine in there or Kiev or Tel Aviv or whatever you want to do, Canberra. All right, put Canberra in there, see what comes up. Anyway, that will bring you up a load of bands. If you want to buy their digital music, you can. Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album from a couple of years ago. Please, buy digital music. That way, that money will go directly to the bands that need it most. It will go directly to them and not to a government for a probably pointless war effort. Yeah, there I said it. So, Bandcamp.com, Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, Myanmar, wherever, Canberra. Hobart, just chuck it in there and you can buy digital music willy-nilly. Just throw your money at the bands because they need it. Well, probably more than I do, that's for sure. Anyway, we'll move on to the N bands. What do we hear first? A band that were out of Melbourne, haven't played for a while. They were called No Nonsense back in 1984. They released a double A-side with Hawaii 5-0 and Changes Must Be Made. It actually got in the Australian charts and did very, very well. So well, in fact, they released a kind of vinyl 12-inch EP called Around Do It. I'm trying to get them to play again, but I think Richard has kind of closed the book on the No Nonsense. But you never know, these things go in waves. Scar joke there for you. So in terms of that, we may see No Nonsense again, but who knows? Who knows? But it would be good to see the guys back at it. Then we went to California with a band called No Doubt, who started life in the first kind of 7 or 8 years of existence as a ska band. Their debut self-titled album came out in 1992. I think my favourite track off there is Get On The Ball. So I played it, and I played a live version of it for you. I think it was a bit of a Star Wars intro in there as well. But they used to kick off their gigs in the early days with Get On The Ball, and it is a bit of a fire star, so it's a cracking tune. Wonder what ever happened to No Doubt. Then we went to Stuttgart in Germany. I actually played No Sports a couple of weeks ago because I think they were the 1991 track King Kong. Anyway, this time they're a lucky number again, 1992. They put out their third album in 1992 called Success Fools. Stay Rude, Stay Rebel appears on that album as a live track, so I played it, but that was a single from 1990. What a tune Stay Rude, Stay Rebel is. If you want some No Sports news, literally this week, they have just released their Early Sessions album. It's just come out. So if you like No Sports, and you should, because King Kong and Stay Rude, Stay Rebel are great tunes. They have released a load of top quality albums down the years. So check out No Sports, the Early Sessions album. Then we went to Jamaica. Great story of George Boswell or Winston Holness. But Beefy, that's not N. But he goes by the name of Niney, does George Boswell. Do you know why he was called Niney? Because he had an accident in work where he chopped off his thumb. So, Niney it was then. How funny is that? Oh, brilliant. He was an engineer, then he was a producer, then he was a performer, but he did get major success with what you just heard, Blood and Fire from 1970. Because he didn't quite know what he was doing, he imprinted or pressed 200 vinyls. They went within a couple of days, so he reissued it on his own label a year later, and they sold 30,000 copies of Blood and Fire. He worked with just the royalty of Jamaican music. Dennis Al Capone, Max Romeo, Freddie McGregor, Dennis Brown, Delroy Wilson, Gregory Isaacs, Ken Booth, Horace Andy. Don't want to go anymore. He flitted between Europe and I think he went to New York, actually, before going back to Jamaica. He was the house producer for Channel One when he went back to Jamaica, working with Beanie Man. He also produced Third World and Sugar Minot. So there you go. Still, unlike me, he is still kicking, that's for sure. 1951. So he's about 73 is old Niney, George Boswell, Winston Holmes. I don't know what his real name is now. I'm confused. He's got a child with autism, and in 2015 teamed up with Jimmy Cliff, Sly and Robbie, and Flabberholt to raise money for Jimmy Cliff's foundation and a school for autistic children. There's the lowdown on Niney, or George Boswell to his mates. Then we heard Natural Rhythm. If you are in the Sheffield area of England, on Saturday, Natural Rhythm are playing the Laycox Sports Club. 7 p.m. start, Trojan Explosion DJs and Jungle Lion, as well as Natural Rhythm. They were around in the kind of late-ish 80s through the Scar Explosion years. They put out one album called Blue Beat and Scar. You just heard the title track off that, Blue Beat and Scar. So a big shout out to Tony Bootsy Boyce. They used to have a member of the band called Beefy Metcalf, but there's only room for only one Beefy in the Scarworld. And I noticed that Beefy Metcalf is not in the band anymore, so the world order is naturally restored. So Natural Rhythm, I think they were from Bradford, so they're up there in Yorkshire. Like I said, one album, Blue Beat and Scar, what a tune that is. Right, we are fresh off the back of the first ever Beefy Scar Club gig. We held it at the Suki Lounge in Belgrave, up there in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. If you're familiar with Melbourne and you've been on Puffing Billy, you've been to Belgrave. But the Suki Lounge, what a venue. I've got to thank all the guys at the Suki Lounge because we had a late pullout of the main band, the Looney Tunes. Unfortunately, a couple of the Loonies got COVID, so they couldn't perform. But we had a local band step in. Big shout out to the Half Cut Hicks, who kind of stepped in with their bluegrass, folky, hillbilly stuff at the start, which was a little bit different, but provided a good start to the evening. Then the Kitty Hawks came on, and the Pirate Scar Rebellion, who both absolutely killed it. It was phenomenal. We had a great night. Everyone was up and dancing, so I got to thank both bands. I got to thank the Suki Lounge. It all went well, thankfully. We went off without a hitch, despite the last-minute pullout. Now, just in case you had tickets to that Beefy Scar Club, because Looney Tunes pulled out at such late notice, those tickets will be valid for Beefy Scar Club number 2 on January 5th. So Looney Tunes will be playing Suki Lounge on January the 5th. Keep tabs on Looney Tunes. It may be a free gig. I'm not 100% sure at this stage. We only kind of, it was such late notice. We had to do something and give people a little bit back for sticking with us and coming out and partying anyway. So Jan 5th at Suki Lounge, Looney Tunes will be playing. Yes, special guests to be announced ASAP, as soon as I can get someone in to play with the Looney Tunes. So yes, Beefy Scar Club is now a thing, and I, for one, are hoping to grow it. I think the bands are behind it. I think the Scar community in Melbourne is behind it. So hopefully we can get regular gigs happening at least once a month, if not more. I'm already looking at a few venues, so yeah, it's an extension of the show nowadays. Now, talking about extensions of the show, I want to thank each and every one of you for downloading. If you are listening to this on download, and I'm assuming 99% of you are, then thank you very much. It is the world's number one ska show, and it's because of, well, it's because of the numbers. It's because you guys keep downloading. You guys keep wanting to hearing a bit of Beefy once or twice or three times a week. Hopefully three times a week going down the line, but at this stage, just two times a week. And syndicating stations as well are jumping on board, and I'm having to send out a separate show for those guys. So thank you for making this so popular. I do it for your listening pleasure. I do it for love of the scene. Definitely not doing it for the money, that is for sure. All right, let's get on with the show. We're going to stay in Australia right now, and we're going to stay in Australia with an N band. These guys are out of Canberra in kind of the early to late 80s. They're called Naughty Rhythm. This is a live version of If You Can't Be Happy. Thank you. From Copenhagen, they were called Napoleon Solo. They only really did one album early days, but they were huge in Denmark and Europe, and actually in the UK. They put out Shot in 1989, with what you heard shaking and shouting off that album. They kind of broke up in 1992. They had a few years off, kind of got back together again in the late 90s. They actually put an album out in 2018 called Open Channel D. They played earlier this year on the Terry Hall Memorial Concert, and they don't play too often, but when they do, the crowds come flooding in to see Napoleon Solo. What a band. And before that, Naughty Rhythm, a live track, If You Can't Be Happy. I think that's from about 1984. The guys were out of Canberra. They had a few releases over the years. One kind of EP, I guess, mini album they call them nowadays, little six-tracker. And then one, two, three, four, five singles. Couple of double A-sides in there between 81 and 86. Not sure if Naughty Rhythms have played any time recently, so I'll have to get in touch with the guys and see where they're at. They might want to come and play Biffy Scar Club. Who knows what a time that will be. Ah, okay, we're moving through. We got going eventually, didn't we? A lot of talking, not enough music. I know that you guys want music, 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 instead of the Big Beef Man just chugging away at you. Now, I did mention it was a lucky number time, 1992. If I didn't play this band from 1992, then I would have lost a lot of listeners. The band were called Sublime. They released their debut album in 1992, 40 Ounces to Freedom. This is a live little conjoined double track from 40 Ounces to Freedom, bit of 54, 46, and Date Rape. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
think I will check out the man with the big red beard. So shove my medicine to beat on your brain. I don't wanna see Ronnie again. No.
From Wellington, New Zealand. That was the title track of their 1992 album, Easy Street. They got in the New Zealand charts with their cover of Max Romeo's Susan, Beware of the Devil. And the cassette, because it was only available on cassette, featured one side of the album, the 8-tracker, and then a bit of a gig on the other side with their live tracks like Special Brew and Rudy Got Married and Shame and Scandal and Nightclub. Scarpa out of Wellington, New Zealand. Before that, Sublime from their 40 Ounces to Freedom. Dave, well, it was officially their debut album. They had a kind of a self-produced, I think it was a tape that they used to sell at their gigs, but 40 Ounces to Freedom is the main album that we know Sublime with their debut. We heard 5446, just a bit of an intro, and Date Rape was that the biggest song they would be known for? I guess it is, really. Rest in peace, Mr. Bradley Nowell. You are sorely missed. All right, This is an interesting one. It got sent to me this week. Oh, I can't remember who sent it. It doesn't matter. It says, Beefy, I love your bands you didn't know played ska segment on the show. I reckon I've found one that does Band You Didn't Know Played Ska and Beefy's Cover of the Week. Interesting. I was going to play the... Should I play this? I should, really. Should I?
Beefy's Cover of the Week now, baby. Beefy's Cover of the Week.
And Band You Didn't Know Played Ska! The band are called Hardwick Circus. They're out of Carlisle in the northwest of England. They've had three albums out. They're quite a new band. They're kind of an indie rock band, I guess. The album they put out earlier this year called Fly the Flag has a track on it called Night Train to London. Yeah. This is Hardwick Circus, all the way from Carlisle in England. Beefy's Cover of the Week / Band You Didn't Know Played Ska.
Alive, alive. Is there anybody else?
what you do? Tell me now, is your love that sweet as mine? Like fine wine, sister, is your love that sweet as mine? Tell me now. Me, I say, is your love as sweet as mine? Sometimes me think you like fine wine, vineyard wine. Which I know what you're talking about. Fine wine. Come again. Vineyard wine. Oh, Lord, Lord, girl. Me love you each day. I saw me happy say, me say that me love you each day. Sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, you're just like wine. Yes, vineyard as sweet as wine. Lord God, your God, sing this, ring this, me say now.
On this day in 1998, the Slackers from New York City! I want a coffee! They released the album called The Question, and you just heard the title track off that album, The Question. Good to hear from the Slackers. They've got a load of dates coming up. They seem to be always touring, so they haven't been to Australia for a long, long time. In fact, I can't even tell you the last time they came to Australia. It would be years. But they're just about to head to Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, all the way back to Brooklyn and Boston just before Christmas. They're going down the West Coast. They're going everywhere. They're always on tour. So if you fancy seeing the Slackers somewhere, just check them out and you will be able to catch them. It is simple as that. It really is. Before that, Hardwick Circus, our Benjamin No Played Scar / Biffy's Car of the Week. No, baby. Night Train to London. They're a bit of an indie rock band from Carlisle up in the northwest of England. They put out an album earlier this year called Fly the Flag, and Night Train to London was on there. Now, I did find out Big Andy Brown from Whitehaven. So he's obviously a fan of the band. I don't know how far Whitehaven is from Carlisle. I don't think it's too far. But anyway, thank you, Big Andy Brown. Thanks for listening as well, and thanks for offering up a suggestion for Benji Didn't Know Played Ska / Beefy's Cover of the Week. Cover two birds with one stone, people. Bet not many people could do that. Well, probably a few people could probably do that. Anyway, thank you for that. Now, if you do want to suggest a Beefy's Cover of the Week or Benji Didn't Know Played Ska song or album or band, I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio on either. Send me a message. I'm the only one who gets them, so you will get me. I don't bite. I'm quite nice some of the time. So if you do have a suggestion, just send it through to me. And I'll do my best to get on the show. If you're in a band and I haven't played your latest release, regular listeners will know Scapo number one is now. We have Beefy's favourite letter. No, we're working our way through the alphabet. We really are. It's not my favourite letter. I love a bit of O, people. But we have a lucky number, and we're up to 1992 today. We will be on to 1993 next week, obviously. We are working our way through the world of ska as we go. We do the features on This Day in Ska, notable new releases, Beefy's cover of the week, and whatever else takes our fancy. So that's ska part number one. Ska part number two, your second helping of ska for the week, mainly focuses on the new releases. We will throw some tunes in there from our chosen year anyway. Whatever else I feel like doing, your requests come in as well. So please, if you want to be part of the show, just send me a message and I'll do my utmost to make you feel part of the ska family. And you should, because after all, this is the world's number one ska show. I don't say that lightly. I really don't. I take it quite seriously. So I am striving to be the best show week in, week out. All right, we are in on This Day in Ska. Say that after a few pints. We're going to go to Japan. The band are called The Bodies. They are friends of the show. They put a track on the Save the Ska Show compilation I put out last year. But on this day, in 1987, they put their third studio album out called Yellow Tone Ska. We're going to hear a live track. It is the last track on the album. It is called Tonic Town. The band are called The Bodies.
Building and waiting, submitting to me.
I couldn't have said it better myself. The band were called Pannonia All-Star. They are called Pannonia All-Star Ska Orchestra. They're from Budapest in Hungary. On this day in 2009, they released their fifth studio album called Feel the Rhythm. That was a live version of Big Bamboo off that album. Before that, Five Eye and a Frenzy from Denver, Colorado, also released an album on this day in 2001. I think that was their fifth studio album as well. Five Eye and Frenzy 2, Electric Boogaloo, Plan B was off that album. Now, Five Eye and Frenzy kind of, well, they finished up, didn't they, in about 2004, 2005. But they got back together again in about 2012. They wanted a bit of help with recording a new album for their reunion. They put out a Kickstarter campaign where they wanted 30 grand. They raised 30 grand in 55 minutes. Yeah, they eventually raised about $200,000 to put out the new album, Engine of a Million Pounds. plots. And I was going to say last year, but it was 2 years ago now. In fact, it was nearly 3 years ago now. They did another Kickstarter campaign and released Until This Shakes Apart, which is an absolutely brilliant album. So Five Iron Frenzy from Denver, Colorado. And we kicked that little segment off with The Bodies from Tokyo, Japan. They released their third studio album on this day in 1997, Yellow Tone Scar, and you just heard a live version of Tonic Town. All right, I've gone way over in this first installment of Scar Nation Radio for another week, but I'm going to jump back on the 1992 bandwagon right now. We're going to go to France, the hotbed of European ska right now, but a band that kicked it all off in the kind of late 80s and 90s, Scarface. They did an album called Cheap Punk Ska and a track called Scarface.
Body's right. If you've been depressed when it's
that was Scarface out of Toronto in Canada. Oh, I'm going to play hockey and then go curling at the Bonspiel. They put out a... How many albums did Scarface put out? Mamouska was what you just heard from 1992. Then they put out Ask Cafe, 1995. There's a single and a bit of an EP in there as well from 1990. But Mamouska came out in 1992. You just heard Mind and Body off that one. They played the Joe Strummerfest in Waterloo Town Square in August. So they're still going, Scarface. I'm pretty sure they had a long time off in between. But what a tune. That is Mind and Body. And before that, from Paris in France, Scarface with a tune called Scarface off their cheap punk Ska album from 1992. All right, that's kind of the end of the first Ska pod for this week. Now, I have run way over time, but I've run way over time to squeeze one more in. Now, I had to get special permission to play this tune on the show this week. The guys are headlining Ska Nation 2023 this year. They are coming to Australia for a bit of a tour, starting in Sydney on the 9th of December and finishes at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne on the Tuesday the 19th. But they are playing Ska Nation on both days, Saturday the 16th and 17th of December. Tickets still available. Just go to scarnation.com. The band are called the Mad Caddies. They have a new single. There is an album on the way. The single will not get released till Friday, so I had to get permission to play this song tonight. The first single off the new album. The new album is called Arrows Room 117. I'm sure that means something to someone, but it doesn't mean anything to me right now. The first single off the album is called Palm Trees and Pines. Wrapping up Ska Pod number one for this week is the Mad Caddies from California. Palm Trees and Pines, a brand new single, just in time for Ska Nation 2023. Featuring Melbourne Ska Orchestra, Area 7, Pirate Ska Rebellion, Resignators, Mr. Coffee, Operation Ibis, The Overits, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Donald Trump, His Kitty Hawks, SM, Looney Tunes, and DJ Beefy! Apparently. Get tickets now, Ska Nation. This is the Mad Caddies, Palm Trees and Pines.
Palm trees and good times, bright days and sunshine, up in the tall pines, oh girl, you're all mine.
I say yes, you said no.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.